As you all are well aware, in the 88th Texas legislative session, just this last spring, House Bill 3 was passed, which does require school districts to have armed security officers at each of their campuses beginning with the 23-24 school year. For this upcoming school year, we have assigned an additional school resource deputy to each of our comprehensive high schools, A&M Consolidated High School and College Station High School, so that those campuses will each have two armed security officers with the Brazos County Sheriff's Department. College View High School will continue to have one officer, as will each of our three middle schools. This is an increase, again, of one deputy at each of our comprehensive high schools. After having conversations with local law enforcement, including Brazos County Sheriff's deputies, it is clear to us that we do not currently have the staff to add 13 additional deputies for all of the remaining elementary and intermediate campuses. And while that is not feasible due to the available personnel, we do intend to contract with TNT Security Solutions to provide armed security guards at each of our elementary and intermediate schools in order to meet these needs. And with that, I would be happy to take any questions that you all may have.
I move that this board make a finding that good cause exists why College Station ISD cannot comply with the requirement of HB 3 and Texas Education Code Section 37.0814 to have at least one armed security officer on each campus due to lack of available personnel who qualify to serve in such a role. I further move to approve an alternative standard with which the district is able to comply and authorize the superintendent of schools to finalize negotiations and enter into an agreement related to the security standard as discussed in closed session.
Second.
A motion by Ms. Nolan, a second by Mr. Decker. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries 7-0. Thank you, Dr. Perry. And that brings us to item N, adjournment.